You know, I remember when my allowance was $1 a week. That's a long time ago. $1 a week. Boy, you could get a lot. That'd last you all week. Candy bar, Coke, you could get one a day. But one thing my dad taught me was to be a tither. And we always gave 10 cents of our dollar to our local church. And one of the most valuable lessons that he taught us, and he was a tither and a giver. And so it stuck with us through the years. And, you know, I remember times that after I got married, that we made the decision that we were going to be tithers. And it's always been a blessing in our life. I remember when, and I attribute a lot of this to tithing, because it says he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And we loaded up to go to Tulsa, and we got over around the lake somewhere, and I had this little Subaru wagon, and it just died. And there we were on the side of the road, headed to Bible school. We were moving to Tulsa, and my car died. Nothing. So we held hands and we prayed, "Lord, we need your help right now." And it's amazing. I reached over there and turned it, and it started back up. And that car lasted us all the way through Bible school. And as soon as we graduated, it died. And you know, say, well, what do you do? God blessed our giving, and he caused that car to last us until we got out of Bible school. So, you know, I just attribute that to tithing and giving. And you say, well, it's just a coincidence. Well, maybe so, but hey, it worked. Amen. So giving is, you get more out of your giving because God blesses it. It's just the way he works. Okay, we're going to continue our series today called Church 101. And this is going to be, I say this quite a lot, this is going to be different today, because I'm really not going to preach. I'm going to share with you out of Acts chapter 1 in verse 8. And we're going to talk about how we do this in our church. So we're going to talk a lot about what we have done together as a church. So bear with me through this. And the scripture is in Acts 1:8. Jesus says, "And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And he says we're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on us to be what? Witnesses. Witnesses. What are we witnesses of? We're witnesses of the fact that our Savior has risen from the dead. And that's our responsibility, is to take that testimony throughout all of the world, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Jerusalem, that was their hometown. That's where the Holy Spirit was poured out. That's where the church began. And so it's supposed to begin there. Judea is their nation that they lived in, the part of their nation that they live in. Samaria was the people that they despise, what they considered not the desirable people. And then it says, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. So we're going to talk today about what we do as a local church. And we're going to talk about what our local outreaches look like, what our nation outreaches look like, and what our world outreaches look like. And I love the quote. It says, "The light that shines the brightest shines the brightest at home." The light that shines the brightest at home. And our main job as a church, as a local church, is to be a blessing to our local community, to make a difference in the local community, to be a witness to this community that there's life in Jesus Christ. That is our main responsibility. I know churches that do a whole lot more in other countries than they do in their own community. But there has to be a balance. There has to be a balance in who we are and what we do. It's not all about us. It's about our community, our state, our nation, and our world. But the light has to shine the brightest right here at home. This is our mandate. This is not a suggestion. The Great Commission is what? Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That is the mandate that we have as the church. You know, in a lot of American minds today, the church exists for us. That becomes our thinking, whether we really mentally assent to that or not. Sometimes our actions has to do with, well, that's just a place that we go and a place that we worship, and then we go home. That's selling what Jesus had in mind short. Because he said, you know what? The Holy Spirit's coming. He's going to empower you. He's going to empower you to be a witness. And you're going to witness locally, in your area, in your nation, and in your world. And we're mandated by Jesus to do all of those things. I believe this, and I said it last week, I'll say it again this week. If for some reason Believers Community Church disappeared, ceased to exist, would our community notice that we were gone, or would they care? And I think the answer to that is yes, they would notice, and yes, they would care. We have the reputation of being a church that reaches out. That's our logo, reach up, reach in, reach out. We believe that we have to do all of those things to be effective as a church. It starts with our upreach to God. Unless we are worshipers of God, everything else we do is just a social thing. It's our connection with God. It flows out of our relationship with God, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Our responsibility is to share that same love with other people. The hurting, the down and outers, the up and outers, that is our responsibility to share this love of Jesus. The number one thing we're going to talk about is our Jerusalem, and that's our city. Now, we live in the metropolis of, our church is in the metropolis of Pfeiffer. But we have a Batesville zip code. So we consider ourselves a part of Batesville. Batesville, Southside. I don't think that we're, city limit signs should limit what we are, what we do, our outreach. Because how many of you live in Batesville? Let's see your hands. How many of you live in, okay, city limit? How many live in Southside? How many live in Cave City? What else we got? Evening Shade, Ball Knob, sometimes Tulsa. We got Tulsa Ball Knob here. What else? What'd I miss? Newark, yes. Sulphur Rock, Cord, Pfeiffer, DeShay, yes. So, I mean, we are, this is our community. This is our Jerusalem, this area right here. Not only Independence County, but we kind of bleed over into some other counties also. And this is where our light is supposed to shine the brightest. And this is why we reach out into this area. And we're going to talk about some local outreaches that we do and some outreaches that we have done in the past. And I hope it will spark in us a desire to do some of those things again, because there's some things that we have done in the past that have been real effective and has been a blessing not only to our city but to those who got involved with those things. So you can come to church and learn, you can study the Bible and learn, but when you start doing what you have learned, you're going to learn twice as much. If you're not doing with what you know, you're not growing to your full potential of what you could grow to be in Christ. It's not about what you know. It's what you do with what you know. I had rather have somebody that knows very little but does a whole lot with what they know than some guy that his head is full of Bible knowledge and he does nothing, because he's short-sighted. And That's not what Jesus came to do. Those early disciples really turned the world upside down. And that's what we're supposed to be part of. James 1:27 from the Message says this: real religion, the kind that passes muster before God the Father, is this: reach out to the homeless and loveless in their plight. So when we see needs, we're supposed to be part of the solution of those needs. And one of the things that we have done in this city is, one of the things that we don't do is we don't try to reinvent the wheel. If we find somebody that is doing something well, we want to partner with them. We want to partner with them to help them do their job better. You say, you don't get any credit that way. Well, we're not in it to get credit. We're in it for the kingdom of God. See, we need to be a whole picture people. That we don't just see the little C church, we see the big C church, the body of Christ. See, I see us locally as a piece of a larger puzzle. There are things that people that we partner with to do ministry in this city that we just supply money so that they can do that. Sometimes we supply volunteers to help them do that. And no, we don't get credit for that, other than we get a letter at the end of the year saying you've given so much. But listen, there's people's lives that are being changed. There's needs that are being met in our city because of what we do as this local little C church right here in Batesville, Independence County. And so we have partnered with established local ministries. Now, I just want to share some of those, and I hope I don't miss any of them. I've done some research and thought and picked my brain and Miss Gail's brain, and we've come up with a list of things. But one of the local ministries that we partner with is Batesville Help and Hope. Batesville Help and Hope is a feeding ministry and a clothing ministry to help people on a monthly basis with their food needs. Now, they don't do all of it, but they do part of it. And then they have a huge clothing outreach where people can go and get clothing. We are monthly supporters of that ministry. In fact, I have served on the board of that ministry in years past. And it has been a ministry that has been established here for a long, long time in the Batesville area. It is a blessing to our community. And we support it. One of the other things that we have done that we didn't partnered, but we wound up doing it ourselves is the local backpack program. It is a program in the local schools where at the end of every week we send a backpack full of food home with children. Central School has one, and that's the one that we did. I think Southside School has that. I think Eagle Mountain has. I think all of the local schools has that. But our main thrust was Central School. And we did that ourselves. We bought the food. Sometimes Kathy and I would go, or Kathy would go by ourselves to Little Rock and buy the food. You know, it averaged cost about $300 a week for that outreach that we do. And we fed 60. We fed 60 kids a week, sent home enough food for the weekend, because there's so many kids in our local area that don't have a lot to eat on the weekend. And we put in these little packs things that they could open, things that they could heat up, things that they could do, peanut butter and those kind of things. And we have done that for how many years at Central School? 6 years. Now, Central is closing now, so we're no longer doing backpack program. But listen, we did that program for 6 years. Lots of money, lots of man hours went into that, and I think it's been a blessing in our community. Amen. Another ministry that we have helped support is called Battered Women. I don't know if that's the official name of it, but when a woman finds herself in a situation that she has been maybe abused by her spouse or abused, that she can go to this place, and it's a place of refuge. We have supported that ministry for many, many years. Another one, and I love this one, and it's the Alpha Pregnancy Center, and I think they've got another arm of that now, but this has to do with saving babies from being aborted. And listen, I think that's a very, very important ministry, a very, very important outreach. They do pregnancy tests. They do counseling. I think they even, I don't know exactly all that they do. I think that sometimes they give formula, all kinds of different outreaches that Alpha Pregnancy does. But I don't know how many babies through the years have been saved that otherwise would have been aborted. And I just want to say this, just for the record, I am pro-life. And this is this is a pro-life church. I believe in the sanctity of life, and I believe that the Lord is for life. Jesus says, I am come that they might have life and life abundantly. And so we feel that it's important that part of our resources going in is to protect human life. To protect human life. I don't want to get into that a whole lot, but that's, you know, we kind of stand for that around here. We think that that's really, really, really important thing that we do. Another thing that we have done, in fact, I've helped with that board too. Also, Batesville Area Ministers Fellowship has a fund where they help people that, again, need help paying their bills, they need gasoline, they need rent money, they need different things. And we contribute monthly to a fund that is distributed by NADC in the local area that helps people with life's needs. Pays electric bills, they're involved with commodities and all of those kind of things. I have served on that. Batesville Area Ministers Fellowship as vice president, as president in years past. And so we support that monthly also. Then another outreach that we support that is a local outreach, but it has connections all through the state now, and that's John 3:16. Thank God for John 3:16. A lot of people don't know it, but in the early, early days, the Tuggles came to church here. When John 3:16 was first started, they came to church here, and every week we would tell people what they needed, and we would bring food so that they would have food to eat. At that time, I remember when they started with one guy. Now I wonder how many people have graduated John 3:16. Over 1,000, isn't it? Yeah. How many John 3:16 graduates do we have here? There's four. Four John 3:16 graduates. That has been a tremendous blessing to this church. The seeds that we have sown into that ministry has come back to us in members. Because we we'll talk about that in a minute. We do a drug outreach ourselves. And we partner with them in that way. And so John 3:16, we were probably, I say this, and I've heard other churches say this, but I really think we're the ones that we were the very first church to do monthly support for John 3:16. We've done it financially. We've done it through bringing food. Some of our members donated a trailer. And we donated some kind of a travel trailer at one time. So we have been partners with them from the beginning. And that has blessed us, and it's been a blessing to the community also. Then there's John 3:17. We're not monthly supporters of John 3:17, but from time to time, we help with their fundraisers, and we sow into their fundraisers. They got one coming up here in a few weeks, and you know we've sown into that. So we have monies invested that we invest in John 3:17. Oh, it's not happening right now, but on Monday nights, we've got a group of ladies here at the church that cooks meals for the community. There is a church, I think they've changed locations. They lost that location, but they were cooking a community meal in the central area of our city, and we had several people that volunteered to help cook those meals and take them over there. Then There's some things that we have started. Those are things that we partner with, but they're things that we've started. Neighborhood food giveaways. We used to do those a lot. In fact, we partnered with a ministry over in Russellville. It was a huge food pantry. In fact, a lot of the big companies, when they had, you know, trailer trucks that something happened, they would donate the food to that. And Walmart donated a lot of food to that outreach over there. And when they had more than they could handle, they would call us and we'd take a trailer and we would go over there. And I remember going over there one time and bringing back just loads and loads of bananas. And you know how long bananas last? Not long. And so we come back and we give away bananas. I mean, we give away several different kinds of fruit. We'd go set up on Westside and put up a sign, free food. We took food to Help and Hope and gave a trailer load of food to Help and Hope. And, you know, different things like that we have done through the years. Now, that has gone out of business over there, so we're no longer able to do that. Then we did an outreach, and I love this one. It's called Loads of Love. Anybody remember Loads of Love? And what we would do is people would get a handful of quarters, and we got some hot dogs and potato chips and water, and we went to the local laundromats, and we would pay for people that would come to those laundromats. We would pay for their laundry, and then we would feed them while they were there, and we would talk with them and intersperse with them there. And so it was called Loads of Love, and people were blessed, not only the people that we paid for their laundry, but the people that were paying for their laundry. It was such a blessing to them. We had a great, great time doing that outreach. We have done local care and benevolence. That's people that church members and people in the community that needed help. Last year, we spent $10,000 with local benevolence, and this is above everything else that we have done through our partnership with other outreaches. We restored a city park at the Bio Bypass, and we built picnic tables. The mayor came to us and says, "Hey, y'all need a project?" And yeah, so the flood had washed out that park over there, and we went over there and we put mulch and rebuilt that thing, and we built picnic tables, and we had a great time doing that. That's been several years ago that we did that. We also built picnic tables for the shooting complex across the road here. All of those picnic tables over there, our men in the church and women helped too. I remember that now. Helped do that. Also, we built picnic tables for the Terry Sims complex, or the North Complex over here. The mayor come to me and said, "Hey, we need picnic tables. Can you build picnic tables?" They furnished the materials. We furnished the labor. We took them over there and set them up. And so we've done things like that. And there's times that, and this has happened three or four or five times, that we have put roofs on houses. Sometimes we furnish the finances, and sometimes somebody else furnished the finances, and we did the labor on those things. And so that's something that we've done through the years also. And it's always a blessing to the people that you do those things for, but I believe those people who volunteer their time and their labors to do that are blessed by it also, tremendously blessed by it also. We've done close, and this is an outreach. This is not just an inreach. We have done probably 30 church camps since I have been here. And I can't tell you the number of kids that have come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I can't tell you the seeds that have been planted in many others who have gone astray. I talked to a young man who was in prison several years ago. I did his dad's funeral, and they brought him in his chains and his prison garb. And he told me that, he says, "You know what? I never will forget that Miss Becky used to come get me and bring me and my brother to church. And I remember those church camps. I remember those church camps. You know, when he gets in prison, he'll go to church and he'll pray and get, because the seed was planted in him. He can't get away from it. And, you know, thank God for people who are willing to sow into people that are troubled. This young man came from a very, very broken home and a very, very broken background. And, you know, I have hopes that someday, because the Bible says when the word of God goes forth, it'll not return void, but it'll accomplish that for which it's sent. I think it's sent for him that he can be right with God and know God and live for God and be a productive as a believer. Can you say amen? And so, you know, we've had something to do with that. Also, we have, and this has probably been one of our biggest outreaches that we started, Jason, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, Celebrate Recovery. Celebrate Recovery. We saw that, I think the first time we met, we had 30 or 40 people here. And it was rough, and it was crude, but we kind of stayed with that, and you know, now we run from 150 to 250 people on Friday nights. Every maybe we might miss one or two in the whole year, depending on if we do a play, or when we have a Friday night service. But Celebrate Recovery. So far this year, we've had 32 salvations at Celebrate Recovery. That's a yay God. That's a yay God. You know, and that all happens through the buckets that we pass on Sunday mornings. That, you know, that, and the people who volunteer to be a part of that great ministry. Then there is Judea, which is our nation. What is it that we do to reach our nation? Well, one of the things that we do is that we're partners with a group called the Association of Related Churches, ARC. You hear us talk about that from time to time. And it is a church planting organization. Their goal is to plant churches all through, life-giving churches like we are, all through the United States and even throughout the world. And so far since 2000, they have planted, maybe a little later now, 600 churches have been planted. And you know what? We've been partners with that. And many of these churches have grown into be very, very large churches. We're talking about 10,000. They have a way of planting churches. And one of those churches that was planted was at Rogers. And we're partners with that church over there in a couple of ways. We one of the requirements when ARC Church plants is there has to be people who are kind of overseers of that particular church, and that means that you have to pledge support for that church. You have to be the insurance for that church. And the house had three pastors who guaranteed $20,000 if he defaulted. Thank God he didn't default. But so we've been a part of that, and today we're kind of one of the overseers of that church, and I'll call him and talk with him, and he with me, and we support his ministry called Be the One. Stephen Sexton is, and many of you have been blessed because he travels also and does things to build up young people, and to train and to encourage. That church right now is running around 200 people in about 3 years. And that's a yay God. But and see, we've got seed in that because that's part of our outreach and through the Association of Related Churches. Also, we support Terry Roark Ministries, which is a prison ministry. I was in prison and you visited me not. They can't say that about us because we help support that type ministry. I go, Joe goes, my brother Steve and Becky and DJ and Denise, they go with Terry and Dwayne Roark, and they go to, how many prisons are y'all going to now? Three or four prisons here in Arkansas, and they're preaching the gospel, and people are coming to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in prison. We have have had people from this area that have gotten out of prison and have started coming to church here as a result of us going into prison. So we're trying to cover every area of what we're doing. I love this one because one of our members had this idea. Thank God for God ideas. Remember the flood that they had in, the hurricane they had in Louisiana. And she come to me and says, I've got an idea. Let's set up a little trailer here in town and let's collect stuff and take it down there. And we're going to call it Flooding Louisiana with Love. Paige Hubbard, bless her little heart, had that idea. And little did she realize that that was going to take on a life of its own, because it spread throughout this whole city. And I think it was Bad Boy that got involved with it. And they set up the trailer trucks in two or three places in town. And we wound up taking two or three trailer trucks worth of stuff down to in the Baton Rouge area. And we sent people from our church that went down there and volunteered and handed out that food and cooked and loved on those people. What a blessing that was. And, you know, it started with just this little idea that this little gal has, and God took it and blessed it. And we got to be a part of that. We also partner with a retired chaplain who has a prison reestablishing ministry, Brother Dennis Wilson, and it's called Word of Victory. We're partners with him. We have our own Messianic Jew. Thank God for the Jews. I believe in Israel, don't you? And so we partner with Del Cohen, and he is a brilliant man, but he has an outreach to the Jews and to the Gentile churches to teach them about those kind of things. He conducts trips to Israel where he guides. Kathy and I got to go. Y'all sent us with him over there to one of his trips. I think some of you are going this next year with Del Cohen over there. And we've supported him and been partners with him for many, many years. And in fact, Dale will be with us August the 26th on a Sunday morning. So I think that'll be a blessing. So those are some of the things that we do that affect our nation. Now, how about the world? How about the world? Because he said to go into all the world and tell the good news to everyone. And we do that in many, many ways. And here again, some of it has to do with partnering with established ministries. That's important. We haven't started our own missionary alliance. We partner with people who are already doing good things and helps them. One of those that we partner with is Samaritan's Purse. We've done this every year for several years, and it's called Operation Christmas Child. And we have sent hundreds of boxes through the world so that children can have a Christmas gift, but more than that, they can hear the story of Jesus Christ. Mamie takes care of that for us, and it's such a blessing to be able to do that. We have an outreach in Africa. A few years ago, Joe and I went to Cameroon. We worked with Ernest Ahabi, little short black dude about like this, and he is awesome. He is one awesome, I start to say young man. He's about my age probably, or no, he's not my age. He's a little bit younger. But he has a great heart for missions for Cameroon. And we've helped establish two churches over there. There are two churches named Believers Community Church in Cameroon, Africa. And I think there will be more to come in the future. So we have done that with them. We have worked with a group called Never Thirst in times past. And their things is clean water wells in these villages that don't have clean water. That is a huge problem over there. Their children are disease ridden because they're drinking dirty water. They're drinking water that their cattle is pooping in. Okay? And aren't you glad you don't have to drink that kind of water? But they have to have water to survive. So they have to drink bad water and they get all kinds of diseases. Well, A few years ago, we helped in Sudan, Africa with a well. And in India, we have between 9 and 10 freshwater wells in those communities. And I think we altogether, our wells reach about 1,000 people every day. And that's been going on for year after year after year after year. They have fresh water. And what they do is they partner with churches there. And they turn that well over to a church. And they teach them how to keep it clean and keep it repaired and take care of it. And they use that water, that fresh water, to reach their community. Because those are Hindu. That's a Hindu nation. But there's Christian churches over there that are using fresh water to talk about living water. And listen, we have been partners with them for years and years. And you know, we've spent a lot of money in doing those things. Also, we partner with One Child Matters. And One Child Matters is they send children to school, and we sponsor kids to do that. And also, we did an outreach with them to build a classrooms for a community over there that needed classrooms for schools. And then there is Honduras. That is our present mission outreach. In fact, I don't see us going anywhere for a while. I really think that we're going to center in on Honduras, and we're going to continue to do things in Honduras. We're already praying about a new village that we can go into and plant a church. But we have helped plant a church there. We've helped build a school there. We have built playground equipment. And just recently, we sponsored a fresh water well there. How many years have we been going? Three or four years now that we've been sending people to Honduras. We got a group that's going to go this month to Honduras. And, I believe once you go, you'll never be the same. There's something about going and sowing into people, and you see the way that they live their lives. It changes you forever. It changes you forever. So that's kind of where we are with those things. And we have, we send Christmas boxes there. So that's kind of what we do in all the world. Now, do we reach out to every place? No, we can't. We don't have the money, the manpower, and we're not supposed to. We're just a piece of the puzzle. We're the little C being part of the big C to reach the world for Jesus Christ. So here's the question. What can I do? How can I be involved in this? And let me give you three things. Number one, pray. Pray. Pray for our outreaches. Pray for the success of these places that we have put water wells and these ministries that we're locally that we're supporting monthly. Pray for those. Matthew 9:37 says, then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest. Pray that God would send laborers into the harvest field, places that we can't go, places that we will never see. Pray that God will raise up people to go into those places. The second thing that we can do is go. Go. You can go locally, you can go nationally, and you can even go internationally. We try to make that available to you. Isaiah 6 says, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me. He said, go and tell this people. You'll be a blessing when you go. But I'll tell you right now, I said it a while ago, you'll get the biggest blessing out of it by going. By going. You'll see a whole new world. Then the third thing is, give. So we can pray, we can go, and we can give. Matthew 6 says this, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart is also. See, when you spend money to go, or you help support, it does something to your heart. It does something to your heart. So you can be caught up in making money and doing retirement, and all that's good, but part of what we do should be spent on to help and go. And so as we give towards these ministries, we're going to be blessed. You are winning souls that you'll never meet this in this life. You'll meet them in the life to come. You're winning souls by your giving. Amen. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing for you. And there will be rewards for your giving in the life to come. Now, he'll bless you here for your giving, but the blessing that you'll receive because of your giving over there will be tremendous. What will it be like walking the streets of glory and somebody walking up to you and say, because you gave, I found Christ? That'll bless your heart right there. Amen? Amen. So that's kind of what we believers is about. That's what our heart is about giving and about going and about being a blessing on all of these fronts. We want to touch these areas and be an influence for Jesus Christ. And we need you to help us be part of that. Amen. Father, thank you today. Prayer team, would you come? Father, thank you today. Thank you for choosing us and loving us and redeeming us and bringing us into this place that you have endowed us with your power to be your witnesses in our city, in our state, our nation, and even in our world through our praying, through our going, and through our giving. Open these doors to us more and more, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to stand together. We're going to worship. I just want you to thank God today for his goodness and his blessing in our life. And if you have needs today, please come. They'll be glad to pray with you.